Craft, how exciting is this night for you?
Oh, very. Sort of the official start of the season that I can't wait to get going. And having Willie here, can't believe how fast the time has gone for us. He's such a great guy.
What are your thoughts on this draft from what you can tell us without tipping any competitive advantage?
Well, I know our people have done their homework. It's so thorough. I think there's like 100 underclassmen that have come out. So I feel quite confident that we should improve our team. And I think our whole football organization feels the same way.
What do you hope to get out of tonight or this weekend? Is there any set goal?
We really have to let it come to us. When you're drafting 29, no one knows what's going to happen. The thing that I'm confident about is we're going to make our team better tonight. That I do believe. I believe the system that Bill and Nick have in place is solid. I think we have a good team, and I think it's a great chance to get even better.
What was your reaction when you heard that Johnny Manziel and Teddy Bridgewater were among the people visiting? Did that excite you? Did you try to see them and meet them?
There's a purpose for everything that can seem very superficial to people, but you really have to go 3 to 4 levels deeper than that.
You didn't try to beat Johnny Manziel when he came here?
I wasn't here that day. I actually, in fact, I was at the BCS game. I was at the Rose Bowl. I was there, and he was there. And, he seems like a wonderful young man, and he's going to sell a lot of tickets for someone.
Does this year feel any different to you, or is it any more special just being the 20th year of ownership for you?
Well, it's actually our 21st draft. Okay. This is our 21st, so it is exciting to, it makes you realize how you have to cherish every year, and you see what's happening, and I really like our team too. So I don't know, did you have a chance to hear Willie McGinnis?
Oh, yeah.
I just wish he were back playing. He's such a great guy, and he's in terrific shape. And I was thinking about it, the number one rated guy, I tried to say it up there, I don't know if it came out, is this Jadeveon Clowney, who's 6'5", 265 from USC, University of South Carolina. And Willie, 6'5", from University of Southern California, weighed 270. And if Clowney has a career like Willie has, whoever gets him will be very lucky. But it just shows you how unusual it is to find a guy like Willie and what a great job he did with us. And I really feel so close to him and love having him back here with us. And he's someone I think should be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. So I say that to all the nominators out there who might be listening.
Mr. Kraft, how much studying do you do coming into tonight, or are you just kind of along for the ride?
My role in life is to get people who are much smarter than I around me and let them do the heavy lifting, and I like to just ask questions that and give people support that they can be bold and take the risks. We're privileged to have very good people. I'm secure in the judgment of the people that we have here and the decisions they make, and they're a lot more qualified to make them than I could ever be.
On the stage, you mentioned Mayor Walsh's remarks about possibly bringing the draft to Boston. I don't know how realistic that is, but what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think we're privileged to have the only mayor in the United States of America who was a season ticket holder of his NFL team. I had never met him. I didn't know him till after he got elected, but he's been a season ticket holder here since we've bought the team, so he's a real fan, and he very much, now that he knows the commissioner wants to move the draft around, he very much like to see part of it come to Boston, and we're going to try to be supportive of it. You know, I think L.A. is very interested, Chicago is, and some other cities, but it's nice to have a mayor who really cares about the NFL and our sport.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.